You've got it tuned to KEXP. We're listener-powered radio at 90.3 FM in Seattle. You can find us online around the world at kexp.org. I'm Cheryl Waters. Super excited to have Spoon live in studio with me. Welcome.
Yeah.
Hey, thank you for having us.
Thanks so much for coming. Want to kick it off with some music?
Yeah, this is called Knock Knock Knock.
The film is done. After hours is all that left. They'll make another one. If you miss a meaning this time, oh, here comes another one. Well, if you clap your hands, the man will fall. Hold your breath to shake himself to death. And seeds get rearranged. Words are said. Every time I hear knock, 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 I know that it's you.
Spoon live on KEXP. Can you believe it? Great. It's Spoon live on KEXP. I'll take that damn and raise you one.
All right. You guys ready?
Oh, my God.
Who makes your money? Who makes
your money? Who makes your money? Who makes your money? Who makes your money?
On KEXP. That was incredible. Thank you all so much for coming in. That sounds amazing.
Thank you. We're delighted to be here.
I think it's fair to say that this is something that we've been waiting for a long time, to have you live in the studio. We're so happy to have you here. I know when we were at KCMU up on the University of Washington campus, you stopped by sometime in the 90s.
Bunch of times.
Yeah, and it was so fun.
Haven't we played in here before? I know Divine Fitz played in here.
Divine?
We didn't play in here before? Come on, Jim.
I feel like I would remember.
Yeah, you would remember.
I love that you have a memory, though, playing here. You have a lot of things to fit in that memory. You've been doing this 20 years with this band now.
Yeah, it's been a while.
I still remember when you were young kids. Now you're wizened musicians, but not jaded, right?
We're wizened kids.
Great, that's good if you don't even know what it means. I love that you started off with a couple of tracks from the new album, They Want My Soul. Thanks. And you have such a huge legion of fans, and we've been waiting for music for a long time, but I, for one, am so happy that you were able to take a break. Between 96 and 2010, you put out 7 full-length albums, which is a lot. And when you think of the touring that goes along with that, I mean, that is a lot of work going at sort of breakneck speed. Was it just nice to take a break,
breather? I took a break for about 3 months, and then I started another band, so it wasn't too long off. But we went at it for a long time, and it was good to have a break and get away and refresh and do some other things and then come back and be even more excited about it.
Well, I love watching you guys play. You're always smiling, grinning, and smirking at each other. There's like a little unspoken language going on when you play. Why don't you introduce this great crew?
The lead smirker, number one, is Eric Harvey over here.
I didn't know I got that designation. I'm pretty proud of that.
I don't know. I randomly picked you. There's Jim Eno on drums. Alex Fischel is our new guy, a.k.a.
Big Al.
Warlock.
Warlock. a.k.a. Warlock. Over on guitar and keys, and there's Rob Pope. You're on bass.
Hi there.
Hi, it's great to have you all here. I know you mentioned that you started a new band. You were here with Alex and Divine Fitz. And Jim, I know you're super busy as a producer, as you always have been for a long time. Eric, I know you put out an album. But when you came back to do a new Spoon record, how did you know when it was time?
Just because it had been so long, you know, and it felt like it had been way too long already. And so when Divine Fitz had maybe just 3 or 4 months left of touring, that's when I started calling these guys up and saying, we got to figure out when we're going to get together. Yeah, exactly. And I told them to write some music on their own and let me sing on top of it. And they did. They did a great job. There's one song like that on the record.
I love what I've heard from the record. Again, been so excited and anticipating it. Probably one of my most anticipated records in years. And did you approach it differently after taking a break? I mean, did you get into a groove doing so many albums in a row, or did you do each of those different?
What would you guys say? Did we do it different? We played games.
Yeah.
We played writing games. Some of those were more successful than others.
Oh, I thought we were talking Monopoly or Sorry here.
No, it was a cool writing game, but
tons of truth or dare.
Yeah, it was like a spin the bottle kind of music.
We worked with Dave Fridman for the first time. We'd never worked with him before, and
I'm a huge fan of his.
Me, he has produced even more so now.
What made you want to work with him? Just the artists that he has produced?
Well, because my friend Janet Weiss described what it was like working with him.
And they named their album The Woods because they were so influenced by being up in the middle of nowhere.
It is a thing to be up there. It's kind of like being in The Shining from day one.
I'm going to take it then you did it in the winter.
It was in the winter, yeah. It was this past winter.
That's why I could believe that you actually played a lot of board games.
Yeah. There were a lot of board games there. We never pulled them out.
We played mostly
some
Uno. Laser discs.
Yeah, we were watching a lot of laser discs.
Yeah, remember laser discs?
He's got them all.
The big 12-inch ones.
Yeah. Oh, my God. That just makes the mythology of Dave Friedman even more exciting to think of him with a big catalog of laser discs.
Yeah.
Well, you got to be really proud of the new album.
I am. I think it's a great one.
And I'm imagining you've got years of shows now ahead to go out and play those songs. Have you been playing them before you recorded, or was it something that you mostly did in the studio for the first time?
Oh, all the new songs, yeah, we did not get a chance to play them.
We weren't playing any live shows.
Yeah, we weren't doing shows, so. Yeah.
All right.
We worked on them together and then recorded them, then figured out how to play them live.
Yeah.
Well, I'm excited to hear more at Spoon Live on KEXP at long last. And how about another song?
All right.
Come loosen up, so hung up. Come count them ways to forever. Remember, the winter gets cold in ways you always forget. But you know, ooh, the rhythm and soul. Your fingers moving, less seconds. Oh, there you go. Here comes the man who follows you from Kazan. He's just fixing his coat. Oh no, rhythm and soul. All that is a sense, ain't no accident. Name of democracy. Come get there, come be there, come let your socks fall down to the shoe. At your long, oh my rhythm and soul. Get your ankles moving, let's rock it. Tulin, Tokyo. Here comes the man. Followed you from the van. One of us whipped the throat. Whipped the soul. When you take a picture and it falls in your lap, oh no no. Or take another picture and you spring in the trap. Square couches, short legs and square shoulders. Pot holders, egging soldiers. You tank rollers, you oil nollers. Yeah, you love, ooh, my rhythm and soul. Get your ankles moving, let's rock it. Oh, there you go. Here comes the man. What I saw in the van. One of us went for the throat. Hello, rhythm man.
Feelings I fight, burn so bright.
can't you see I'm losing it? Must have set up a scene. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's awesome.
Thanks. All right. You ready to bang that thing out of tune again?
Yeah.
Like a king, it feels like a dream. When that blood goes rattling through my veins, I know I'm gnawing. I notice what matters, and I got nothing to lose but darkness and shadows. Got nothing to lose but bitterness and patterns. To reach you, my love, I just ain't the same. No, I just ain't the same. Oh, well, I know you're watching out for me. I know I can see what matters, and I got nothing to lose but darkness and shadows. To lose but bitterness and hang up.
Well done. It's Spoon live on KEXP, the brand new album, They Want My Soul. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Yeah, thank you so much for having us.
Being so generous with your time. You are welcome anytime.
Thank you.